The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show.
God, we put our hand on our heart. Indeed, I think you and your family are giving a lot more people faith that we will achieve a nation of liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Say yourself into a
game. Well, that just a snippet from, was that Cory Booker, New Jersey U.S. Senator, Democrat, communist idiot, actually shaking hands with Cory Booker in Capitol Hill during a visit to talk to South Dakota U.S. Senator John Thune, taking place back in, would have been early 2015, and it just one of those obligatory caught in the breezeway moments. He was going out. John Thune and I were coming in, and Cory Booker was there, and so I was introduced to him and had a brief sort of pleasantry conversation. But it's obvious what's happening as they have this live hearing today for the confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson. This an obvious appointment. We knew that Biden was going to get this this insertion into the high court, but there are troubling things now brewing as Clarence Thomas is ill and has indeed been hospitalized for an infection in this moment. And you think of what a coup and what an opportunity this would be for the Democrats. They've wanted to pack the court anyway and have been talking about increasing the number of justices on the U.S. Supreme Court during Biden's reign. If they find some way essentially to pull an Antonin Scalia, a Scalia assassination moment on Clarence Thomas, and I put absolutely nothing past these demon creature idiots, even as they're calling for the open assassination of Vladimir Putin, for God's sakes, on the international stage. There are deep questions remaining about the death and the circumstances of the passing of Justice Scalia. Is there any doubt that if they had access and opportunity, that Clarence Thomas's life would now be hanging in the balance? And think of the irony and the juxtaposition of this. Even as they're confirming, and the reason that Ketanji Brown Jackson is sitting there is because she is a quote-unquote woman of color. Joe Biden saying openly that he would only consider a black woman for the U.S. Supreme Court when he made the appointment for her confirmation. And here you have Clarence Thomas, who is an African-American gentleman of brilliance and legal esteem and a rare legal mind, distinguished in every single possible way as a qualifier and as somebody who was just eminently qualified for the highest court in the land. And then you have Ketanji Brown Jackson sitting there. The only reason that she's sitting there is her skin color and what she has between her legs. The death of meritocracy is happening before our very eyes, even as we watch Kamala Harris marching the world stage, embarrassing the United States, embarrassing us with lack of acumen, embarrassing us with her lack of historical understanding and ability and savvy, and she's standing there stammering and stuttering and can't even answer a single question involved in this Ukrainian crisis. Even if they are just in the business of virtue signaling everything about this Ukrainian situation, which they very clearly are, you would think they could at least put somebody out there who had the ability to defend verbally, loquaciously, articulately the position of the deep state in this situation. And they can't even do that because they're in the business of embarrassing the United States intentionally as a demoralization operation and symbology in world events. This is to signal the passing of the American flame onto the ash heap of history, the end of the United States, and they have to embarrass us down to our boot leather on the way out the door. They want to show and they want to symbolize to everybody in the world that the United States is thoroughly, irrevocably, and for all time over, and somebody needs to simply shut out the lights. Oh, but they're doing that themselves. Shutting down every pipeline they can, shutting down every source of energy they can, destroying this nation from the inside out because they're traitors and they know they're caught. They know their evidence is steaming. It's a steaming pile for everybody to see, from Hunter's laptop to everything else. They know that they're caught in this situation. The COVID-19 debacle, deliberately launched and created bioweapon to destroy humanity, destroy the economy, and justify all of their social controls and the stealing of the 2020 election, the treason of all of that, standing in open relief. And they want to, it's not enough. They want to add insult to injury and embarrass us out the door on the world stage. Once had a pudgy little news director try to tell me that the proper phraseology was injury to insult. I don't know. It's just a time in humanity where those who are actually intelligent and smart are allowed to run rampant over the rest of us, and we're made to apologize for things that we actually know and understand, even as cancel culture is being applied not simply against individuals and against organizations and against political targets, but against nations and those who would defend the Constitution in this time and place. What a time it is to be alive. $400 worth of diesel fuel to get to Denver, Colorado and back, simply on a supply run to get ready for whatever it is that's coming. You can't make this stuff up. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
And New York, and we go to South Dakota, and Oregon, and Washington, and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! What are you, some kind of nutcase?
We're more than you'll ever know.
The Chad Olson Show.